Tom's here from Waterfine. G'day, how are you?
G'day, Anthony. Very well, thank you.
Now, some big news, some big changes happening.
Yes, so we've got a new water law coming into the country. It's a federal water law, and it passed by the Senate on the 30th of November.
So some big changes happening right across the board.
Yeah, so this water law affects the Murray-Darling Basin, and we're located here in the Murray-Darling Basin, and final votes 33-26. 10 key elements that have been brought in. There's 100 or more pages of amendments. This is really amending the Murray-Darling Basin Plan or the 2007 Federal Water Act. But hundreds of pages, but really, if you boil it down, as we see it, 10 key changes that are occurring in the basin.
Give us those 10 little nuggets of gold.
Okay, well, here we go. We'll rattle off of them. Really, the first and the big one is the removal of the 1,500 gigalitre cap on buybacks. That there was an existing piece of legislation the Commonwealth couldn't buy any more than that in the market, so that's been removed, and that provides the Commonwealth now to utilise that buyback mechanism to recover the reaffirmation of the full 3250 gigalitres of water in the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. That's really, so reaffirmation of the 3250 gigalitres, removal of buyback constraints. The Basin Plan itself has been now extended because it had to be delivered by June 2024. It's now been extended to be delivering in June 2027. There's a variety of different what we call SIDLM projects. These are engineering projects which deliver the same benefit as a water flow. So those projects, the finalisation of those projects have been delivered to 2026 or extended to 2026. There's the introduction of a set of market regulations, including announcements, code of conducts in relation to water market intermediaries or brokers, requirements for trust accounts to be used, and other related issues associated with the brokerage industry, which we are supportive of. Removal of grandfather tags. So there's a privy few people that had a pre-2010 tag in place. This is which enabled them to skirt around water trading restrictions, and so they're removing those so people have fairer access to the market. There's changes to some of the accounting provisions, removal of socioeconomic testing, which has been an issue for a lot of basin communities. There is an introduction of a new water right called a HUE, as I call it, a HUE, or Held Environmental Water. There's an introduction of a new Aboriginal water holding of $100 million, changes to how water is accounted for in different regions of the river, including new studies in the Upper Murrumbidgee and cultural flow studies. So that's sort of, there you go, there's the quick 10.
Then they are big changes, which means right across the region, people are really going to need to have a look at their water plan, maybe make some adjustments and speak to some experts to get some advice.
Yeah, so we are recommending people that they dust off their long-term water strategy and planning, and they need to incorporate these provisions in that. If they don't have a long-term plan, they should have a long-term plan, because these changes are going to change the way that we manage and use water forever in this country.
All right, Tom, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Anthony. Good morning, listeners.